Yeah, well, it's a difficult result, I suppose. You know what I mean? Yeah, any day you go out of the championship is always going to be difficult. And look, I feel sorry for the lads because I mean they've worked so hard and the amount of effort they put in all year, never mind a day. And in fairness, I couldn't fault anybody during the game for the amount of effort they put in. Of course, you're going to get mistakes and we could punish for some of those mistakes, but we rallied back when it was time the game seemed to be gone from us and we still come back into it.
Do you take positives at all right now from the fact that you've actually had a tremendous year? You had a terrific run in the league in February and March, even in April when you beat Galway here at Breffni Park. Do you take solace from that after in a day like today?
Well, I suppose it's very hard to compare, you know what I mean? At the end of the league, we achieved what we wanted now, and that was promotion. And I suppose when that is over, that is part, and you look forward to the championship. We felt sorry that we didn't push it into an Ulster final, and I mean, and I use the word sorry, not that we feel sorry for ourselves, but we probably feel sorry for the spectators, because and ourselves to a point. We felt we were good enough to move it on to the next level, and we just didn't produce it that well in the summer.
Derry, you've played Derry three times this year. They just always seem to know what to do to overcome you. But today, without a doubt, as far as I was concerned, the turning point was the red card.
Yeah, well, look at again. I'll have to go back and have a look at it. Our man is adamant that he was struck first. The umpires didn't seem to know that incident. Don't get me wrong, if our player strikes, he's entitled to get a red card. What about the first fella?
It was absolutely the turning point. It seemed to come into play more so in the last 10 minutes. You were leading by 10 points as we approached... Oh, you were leading by 2 points as we approached the final 10 minutes. And then Derry just perhaps had a little bit more of legs in the final 10 minutes because you'd been playing with a man down for so long.
Well, that's it, it's a warm day and you were always going to create gaps because of that. And, like, you know what, we had pushed forward. In fairness, we could have sat back and tried to absorb it, but we felt that we were good enough to try and push on and win the game from an attacking point of view rather than sitting back. And, you know, we got turned over a few times with a few bad passes and we got badly punished in that.
When you look back, you've had a great season on the whole, but when you look back at the championship campaign, how do you view it? You became actually only the second team in history to win a qualifier 6 days after losing it. So although some people suggested last week's game against Carlow was laboured, it was actually a big achievement given that it was only the second time it was ever done.
Well, that's it. It's a psychological barrier, I suppose, and that turnaround is the biggest problem rather than the physical. People would have probably thought we looked later, but I thought we played quite well the second half. The last year we got out of our system, and I thought we started quite brightly today, and just the pity is that we didn't move it on to the next level.
You did start brightly today. In fact, Derry went a point ahead, but then you raced back to lead 3-1. Derry got the goal, and then you kicked down. You're 4 points ahead at half time, but it wasn't actually the story. You should have been much further ahead at half time based on the balance of play.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it'll be interesting when we look at probably TV or what it was. I felt the first two scores that Derry got actually should have been two decisions that should have went for Cavan. Definitely the line ball come off a Derry man's knee, and the other one was down the middle of the field, and I think the decisions went against us when it should have went for us.
And having seen Derry play now, do you think they can go far into the tournament?
Yeah, well, Derry's a big, strong physical side. You know, I mean, they have players who can shoot from distance, and that is always a good thing to have in modern football because of the way defence is set up. And, you know, 117 is a very, very decent score in championship football.